past couple of days, we've been discussing the minhag of fasting when a sefer Torah falls to the floor, when tefillin fall to the floor. We saw two mahalchim cited both in the tshuva of Rav Asher Weiss and in the Igros Moshe, Arachaim, Chelek Gimel, Siman Gimel. Is the reason for the fasting because we view the fact that the sefer Torah fell and that there was a zilzul in the Kedusha to be indicative of some chisaron, spiritually speaking, on the part of the tzibur? Or is it, as the Maharam Ash suggested, based on the Yerushalmi and Sota, the Pasuk in Parshas Kisavo, Ora Shalom Yochim, Misdivrei HaTorah Hazos, that the fact that the sefer Torah fell means that the individual who was guilty of letting it fall is perhaps subject to some sort of arur, and therefore he needs to fast as a form of kapara to avoid that onesh. And the nafkamim between those two mahalchim would be, if you hold that it's indicative of a spiritual deficiency on the part of the tzibur, then everyone who is part of the tzibur should have to fast as well. Rav Moshe suggests that maybe not even those who are there, but even those who regularly daven in the shul, who are part of the tzibur, should also have that same need for a tikkun to fast. Whereas if it's just because of the individual let it fall is subject to an aror, and the fasting is to avoid a punishment, and it's a form of kapara, then dafka he should have to fast, not everybody else. But as we mentioned yesterday, Moshe concludes that the minhag is that everyone who saw the sefer Torah fall should fast. Rav Moshe acknowledges that there are grounds, based on what we just explained, to exempt those who might have seen it but are not regular members of the Kehillah. And there are grounds to be mechayev of those who did not see it but are regular members of the Kehillah. But that aside of Moshe's lemais, the minhag is that those who saw it fall are the ones who fast. That was with regard to a sefer Torah that falls. But as Mr. Rubenstein pointed out yesterday, what about tefillin that falls? Tefillin that falls, one could make an obvious distinction. I understand a sefer Torah belongs to the tzibur. So sefer Torah that falls, the whole tzibur is perhaps included in that need for kapara because it belongs to them. The person who takes the sefer Torah out is a shliach of the tzibur carrying the Torah. Maybe they, for that reason, have to fast. But if one drops his tefillin, so regardless of whether one views the fact that there's a minhag to fast as a need to be miskaper for the negligence in letting it fall, or whether one views it as a simen min hashamayim that the person who dropped it has some sort of spiritual chisaron that needs to be rectified, but how does the tefillin falling, if it's one person's tefillin fall that falls, how does that reflect on the tzibur? It's not a tzibur dika tefillin, it's the individual's tefillin. So there's very good reason to argue that when it comes to tefillin falling, even if everyone in the shul sees the tefillin fall, maybe they should not be mechuyev to fast. I'll pee the minog. Nonetheless, there is a chiddush that Rav Avadi Yosef in his Abi Omer Chelik Beis quotes from Tshuvos Sedei Haaretz. I'm not sure who that is, but Rav Avadi quotes the Sedei Haaretz, who says as follows. We mentioned yesterday the whole basis for the minog to fast when tefillin fall, when Sefer Torah falls, is the Tshuvos Mishpatei Shmuel. And the Mishpatei Shmuel cited the Gemara Moed Katan Daf Chavav, which says that when one sees the Sefer Torah being destroyed, being burned, one has to tear Kriya. And so too the Gemara says, one who sees tefillin being destroyed or being burned has to tear Kriya. So Mishpatei Shmuel said, you see the Gemara equates the two. Tefillin and Sefer Torah are equated with regard to the Chi of Kriya when you see either one being destroyed. And it was on that basis that Mishpatei Shmuel said that, well, the same way if someone drops a Sefer Torah, would you even think that he shouldn't fast? Of course you fast when a Sefer Torah drops to the floor. So too said the Mishpatei Shmuel, tefillin also, when it falls to the floor, you fast as well. You get the sense from Mishpatei Shmuel, who was the mucker for this din, that he's equating the two. Well, if you're equating the two, so then by Sefer Torah, the minhag is everyone who sees it fasts. Maybe by tefillin also, everyone who sees it should fast. After all, if you're equating the two, well then, what applies here applies there. And that, in fact, is the psak that Rav Avadi quotes from the Sedei Haaretz. But nonetheless, Rav Avadi himself rejects that chumrah with regard to tefillin. Because, as Rav Avadi quotes, he says, even with regard to a Sefer Torah falling, there's no halacha that's mechayev someone to fast when a Sefer Torah falls. It's a minhag, nagu ha'olam, that everyone agrees to. It's a practice. The Mishpatei Shmuel himself says it's a ktsas smach. I can find like maybe a little bit of a basis for that minhag with this Gemara in Moed Katan. But the Gemara in Moed Katan, as we noted yesterday, is talking about a Sefer Torah being destroyed, tefillin being destroyed. It talks about tirin kriya. It doesn't talk about a Sefer Torah falling. It doesn't talk about fasting. So the whole source for the minhag is questionable to begin with. So even if we're machmir by Sefer Torah, that the minhag is to fast, but as we know, Sefer Torah is more kadosh than tefillin. There's a greater kedusha to Sefer Torah. So granted, the minhag is, says Rav Avadya, to fast when a Sefer Torah falls, and even those who see it fall also fast. But by tefillin, says Rav Avadya, we don't find a minhag that others who see it fall fast. The one who dropped it, okay, that's a minhag. But that others who saw it fall should fast, that says Rav Avadya, lo nagu haroim me'olam l'hisanos. That we never saw that someone who sees someone else's tefillin fall should have to fast. That we don't say. So therefore, Rav Avadya concludes that he thinks that even though by Sefer Torah, we say the minhag is that those who see it fall fast, nonetheless, when it comes to tefillin, only the one who dropped it would have that minhag to fast, not those who see it fall to the ground. Similarly, the Tzitz Eliezer cites from Rav Zalman Sirotzkin, who says as follows. Again, an idea we alluded to a short while ago. Rav Zalman Sirotzkin writes, he says, when someone does psicha, hotza'a, or hagba, he's acting on behalf of the tzibur. He's like a shliach tzibur. So if he drops it, with regard to Sefer Torah, that is, so that bizayon and that zilzul in the Kedusha Sefer Torah is reflective upon those who he's representing as well. So that makes sense to say that the entire tzibur that was present should be subject to this minhag to fast when a Sefer Torah falls. But when it comes to tefillin, says Rav Zalman Sirotzkin, the same idea. Tefillin, if it falls, even if you assume that's indicative of some sort of chisaron, spiritually speaking, but it's only indicative of the individual who owns it, his personal spiritual need for improvement. It's not indicative at all of the tzibur in which that individual is a part of. And therefore, he also argues that when it comes to tefillin that falls, the minhag would only be for the individual himself who dropped it to fast, but not for the tzibur, even those who might have seen it fall to the ground. So that's a very important distinction between tefillin and Sefer Torah that fall to the ground, if that should happen. Now, with regard to the fasting, Rav Avadya, the same tshuva, Yabi Omer, Chelek Beis, Or Chaim Simen Chav Ches. Rav Avadya discusses, well, how many days do you fast? So he says, although there are those poskim who write that one should fast Bahab, Monday, Thursday, Monday, nonetheless, he quotes that the minhag is to fast only one day. The minhag is to fast only one day. He cites this from Shlomo Kluger, that if Sefer Torah falls, the minhag is that the entire kehil who was there fasts one day. And he adds, he says, one should also give tzedakah to the best of his ability. Fasting one day is sufficient, and give tzedakah as well. So writes Rav Avadya with regard to the Sefer Torah that falls, meaning is to fast one day and give tzedakah as well. There is one very early source that Poskim quote. The Tzitz Eliezer quotes this as well. The Mahari Bruna, I think 1400s, Rav Yisrael Bruna. Mahari Bruna, Simen Kuf Chav Zayin, quoted by the Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Hei, who was asked about tefillin falling to the ground. And he said that, again, he's writing the 1400s, Ra'isi Rabosai, I've seen my teachers, Manhigim, that they direct that if you have not yet eaten, which is common, Shachris, you're wearing tefillin, many people will not have eaten just yet that morning. If you have not yet eaten, he says, so fast the rest of that day. That same day you should fast. He says, you can even say Anenu when it comes to Mincha. Again, if you haven't yet eaten that day, then you could even fast, and ideally one should fast that day. So writes the Mari Bruno. So again, the minhag would be to fast, but one day, when it comes to Sefer Torah, those that see it fall as well, when it comes to tefillin, only the one who dropped it. That being said, if one looks in Piskei Tshuvas and Simen Mem and Hilchos Tefillin, he cites here from Rav Ephraim Greenblatt's Riv Vos Ephraim, Chelik Vav Simen Yadalid. The Riv Vos Ephraim in turn cites the Halichos Van Hogos of the Stipler. There's a misprint in the Riv Vos Ephraim. He quotes from page Chav Gimel, page Nun Gimel. They quote here from the Halichos Van Hagas of the Stipler that when the Stipler was asked about tefillin falling to the floor in yeshiva, Stipler said, no need to fast. He recommended instead a Tainus Dibur. That was the Stipler's recommendation. Not sure what's harder though, Tainus Dibur or fasting. I don't know, but Stipler commended. He said, nowadays, physically speaking, it's hard to fast. So, Tainus Dibur. I'll let you decide what you think is a, you know, more of a punishment, if you will. Tainus Dibur or Tainus of fasting from food. That was the Stipler's recommendation. But in Piskei Tshuvos, he quotes from the Divrei Chaim of Tzanz that if someone is physically unable, he finds it difficult to fast, so he recommends giving tzedakah instead. And you find such a theme mentioned also, he quotes here from the Chidah, to fast half a day and then give tzedakah in addition to that. So you see already in later poskim that although the minog might have been once upon a time to fast that whole day, that's difficult. Tanis Dibor, fast half a day, either way, give tzedakah as a means of performing some other form of kapara that perhaps would be a little bit easier on the tzibur to manage. One last comment with regard to this particular issue. Again, the Sefer Torah issue happens Monday, Thursdays, happens on Shabbos. It's really limited in scope to the person doing the psicha, person doing the hagba. Tefillin, everyone is at risk, if you will, or liable to be in a position where it could happen to them. So someone should always be extra careful with, because it's, you know, it happens every morning. They quote the Chazon Ish, where Bedafka stepped close to the table when he would take his tefillin off, so that in the event that for whatever reason he slips, he drops the tefillin, it lands on the table, not on the floor. But just to be aware of that, if it's every morning, one should be cautious when it comes to taking off one's tefillin, putting on one's tefillin, to handle it properly, handle it carefully. The Mishnah Berurah writes, when it comes to tefillin, as we mentioned from the Magen Avraham when we first started discussing this issue, there is one other difference in tefillin and Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah, the minhag is to fast even if it falls with the mantle on it. Tefillin, the Mishnah Berurah says, the minhag to fast is only if it falls without any nartik, any covering. Meaning before you put it into the bag, before you put it into the box that encloses the bias. So with tefillin, it's just to be cautious and to be aware that one should, when taking tefillin on or taking tefillin off, one should quickly put them in the box right away. So before you get distracted and run the risk of losing focus and dropping it, put it into the box right away. That way you are assured that even if it should fall, but if it's in the nartik, if it's in that box, then you would not be subject to any need for tinus, even according to the minog. Okay, so that's just a brief overview of the discussion with regard to tefillin and Sefer Torah falling, minog to fast, or to give tzedakah. If it falls with the nartik by the Sefer Torah, falls without the nartik by the tefillin, and the basis for it either being to avoid onesh and to avoid being included in the Arash Aliyakim's Divrei Torah Zos, or because it's reflective of some sort of need of a tzibur needing to perform sort of ruchnias tikkun, and the nafkaminas is a quote from Reb Moshe, whether only the individual himself fasts or whether the entire tzibur, those who saw the Sefer Torah fall, would have to fast.